something is missing. Something is missing here. And who was that? Woman. Clap for mothers. Clap for mothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Before we sit down, we want to pray for something special. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 through 27. Let's read it together. Ezekiel. Bible says, and they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the waste and desolate and ruined cities have become fenced and inhabited. Yes. Now, this is talking about fruitfulness. When we think fruitfulness, we think mothers. But I'm going to tell you somebody who was compared to a mother. Spiritual person who was compared to a mother. Who is also the source of fruitfulness. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
He's called the helper. And women are called the helpers. God created man. He says, I will send you a help meet for you.
Amen.
A help. A help to help you to be fruitful. The Holy Spirit helps us to be fruitful. Today, we are going to go beyond mothers and go for the original mother, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Because one of the main messages that we want to portray as men is to tell the mothers, please, be spiritual.
Amen.
Tell a lady by step, be spiritual.
We need it.
Be hallelujah. Spiritual. Tell, say, mother, be spiritual.
Mama, be spiritual.
Because your nature is spiritual.
Nature.
Mothers are more spiritual than fathers, amen, by far. But we want more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that something happened and fruitfulness came. What was that thing that happened? Then look, let's go to verse 26. Ezekiel 36, 26. Brother, you were messing me up. It says, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Then verse 27, he says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Ladies and gentlemen, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot be a Christian. You cannot do anything that God says you should do. Yeah, I'm telling you. We need to pray for, just like without a mother, you wouldn't exist. Your existence will be null and void. You may actually die. When your mother who brought you forth, you decide not to drink from the mother, you are finished.
That's it.
You will die. Many people are not drinking from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this morning, as we make the analogy of mothers, we want to bring our attention to focus on the original mother, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The source of fruitfulness, the source of help, the one who protects, who strengthens, who's there, stand by. He's called the standby. Mothers will stay with you no matter what happens. Fathers will run away. That's why we have a lot of single mothers, but not many single fathers. It's not insulting, but it's a wake-up call to men.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will stand by in crisis situation, in difficult situation. Tell somebody, I need the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray to God. Lord, give me your Holy Spirit. Father, give me your Holy Spirit. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, oh God, change our Christianity, rev up our Christianity by giving us your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of help, the Spirit of fruitfulness, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of your anointing. Give us your Holy Spirit. Father, of God, bring a revival in our Christian lives by giving us your Holy Spirit. Oh God, grant us your anointing, grant us your Spirit. Let your Spirit be with us, let your anointing be with us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, grant us your grace in Jesus' name.
Yes,
now listen carefully. He said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Do you know what this means? It means without the Holy Spirit, you will be a stubborn Christian. You will not do, you will not walk in God's laws. You will not keep his commandments. You will not do them. Listen, stubborn people are filled with evil spirits.
Say it again.
Yeah. Anytime that somebody has to talk to you for more than 5 minutes when you are in your elements, it means you're stubborn. Look, when I'm counseling and we go beyond 10 minutes, I may not tell you, but I know you're stubborn. We may carry on the counseling, but I'm tuned off. I know. Look, I've counseled people for the whole night in New York. We finished at 5 a.m. We thought it was over. From the day before, it never solved. They are divorced as I speak. Stubborn. Stubborn. Forgive. So you need anybody who's stubborn, you are like Pharaoh. You'll be destroyed. Pharaoh was so stubborn. By the time he realized, his children, firstborns were destroyed. Servants were destroyed. His army was destroyed. But it shall never be like that with you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say, God forbid.
God forbid.
Because you will have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That will take away stubbornness. John 14 verse 16 in the Amplified. That's what we're going to pray for. It says, and I will pray the Father. Amplify.
Yes, God.
John 14. John 14. Verse 16. It says, and I will ask or pray the Father. I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Somebody say another comforter.
Another comforter.
A counselor. The Holy Spirit will counsel you.
Amen.
A helper. He will help you.
Yes,
an intercessor. He will stand and speak for you. Advocate. He's like a lawyer. Strengthener. He will strengthen you and he will stand by you.
Amen.
That he may remain with you forever. How many want that?
Amen.
That's going to happen to you.
Amen.
Rise up and raise your voice,
yes,
and ask the Lord, give me this counselor.
Give me this advocate.
Give me this intercessor. Give me this strengthener. I need your Holy Spirit. Lord, grant me your Holy Spirit. Grant me your Holy Spirit. Grant me the helper. I need counsel. I need strength. I need a standby. I need a helper. I need an intercessor in the Holy Spirit. Father, I need supernatural help. I need supernatural strength in your Holy Spirit. I need supernatural strength. I need a supernatural advocate in your Holy Spirit. Grant me that grace. Grant me that grace to have the comforter, supernatural comfort in the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from stubbornness. Deliver me from the spirit of stubbornness. And grant me Holy Ghost strength. Holy Ghost counsel. Holy Ghost intercession. Holy Ghost help. Holy Ghost advocacy. Holy Ghost comfort. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
Father, help us.
Yes, God.
Help us. Help us.
Yes, God.
Everywhere that you have weakness, the Holy Spirit will grant you strength in Jesus'
name.
Everywhere that you have stubbornness, the Holy Spirit will be your counselor from today. You become responsive in the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere that you needed help, may the Holy Spirit bring you help in Jesus' name. Because indeed, we are weak in many places. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and of a sound mind. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are asked to pray for the Holy Spirit, you have to pray for these components. Hallelujah. Let's pray for that fear will go away.
Yes,
stubbornness
yes,
will go away.
Yes,
madness
yes,
will go away.
Yes,
and a new spirit, the spirit of power.
Yes,
you will have power over fear.
Yes,
you will have power over intimidation. And the spirit of power will come. Spirit of love. People say they have love, but they don't love. They want something from you.
Hallelujah.
And a sound mind. Many people are full of delusions, wrong thinking, from today you will have the right thinking. From today your judgment will be correct. From today you will have wisdom from on high. As you pray for these things, pray not just for power or love or son, pray for the spirit of your ability to do these things will come when the Holy Ghost comes. Pray for the spirit of power. Pray for the spirit of love. Pray for the spirit of a sound mind. No madness. Father, as you grant us the Holy Spirit, grant us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of faith, the spirit of grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, without you, Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. We can do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. Grant us grace, the spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Finally, when you look at Isaiah,
yes, God,
chapter 11 and verse 2, it's not enough. The Spirit of God has many components. Pray for the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding.
Yes.
Look, what do you think you understand? You don't. You don't know everything. The spirit of knowledge. Every information that you need to make the right decision, may the Lord supply you.
Amen.
Through the Holy
Thank
Spirit.
You, Jesus.
Yeah. Spirit of knowledge. Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. You fail an exam because you lack knowledge, or you lack understanding, or perhaps you lack counsel. Somebody did not show you what to do.
Yes, God.
All these things, they bring success. They bring excellence. Lift up your voice and pray, Lord, give me each of these components of the Holy Spirit. Right? Raise your voice and pray for the next 1 minute. Father, give me the spirit of wisdom, spirit of counsel, spirit of understanding, spirit of might, greatness, greatness. Grant me the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of God. Father of God, every component of this
prayer,
we pray that you will give to us. Your Holy Spirit will guide us, will help us, will bring understanding. We'll bring wisdom. We'll bring knowledge. We'll bring power. We'll bring the fear of the Lord. We cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of stubbornness. We cast out the spirit of weakness. We cast out the spirit of dishonor. The spirit of corruption. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory. We give you praise.
Yes, Jesus.
Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive your Holy Spirit.
Lord, I receive your Holy Spirit.
I need your Holy Spirit.
I need your Holy
Spirit. I desire your Holy Spirit.
I desire.
I crave for your Holy Spirit. I want your Holy Spirit.
I want your Holy Spirit.
I need it.
I need it.
Whatever it takes, Lord.
Whatever it takes.
I will do to have an abundance of your Holy Spirit and your anointing. So help me, God.
So help me,
in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. And shake the next mother type person by you. Any female species, welcome them. Give them a warm welcome and tell them you are like the Holy Spirit. You are a helper. The Holy Spirit is called the helper. Get up. It's called the helper. You are also called the helper. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Help somebody. Tell the person, I love you. I love you, woman. Holy Ghost type woman.
So glad to be a part of this great family.
I love
this family of God. So close, we are lifted into one. They've taken me to a heart, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. Great family.
I love this family of God. So close to taking me as one.
Come on, you're taking me.
Taking me into the heart,
and I'm so glad to be a part of this great family.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to know that today is Mother's Day. I know you're looking at our bow ties and you're wondering, because we're celebrating mothers. We're celebrating anybody that God created, potential mothers, mothers, whether you have a child or not. Once you are called she, yeah, even if you haven't developed breasts, you have mosquito bites on your chest, you are being celebrated today. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, mosquito bites, mosquito bites, mosquito bites. Some of the ladies, they have mosquito bites on one side and the other side. You still qualify. And today we will celebrate you. Tell the next mosquito bite that you are celebrated. You are part of the Mother's Day. It doesn't matter that you're a mosquito biter. Tell someone, it doesn't matter that you're a mosquito bitten. Mosquito bitten, mosquito bitten. You're still a mother.
Amen. Wow.
Tell somebody, I got a job.
Oh my God.
I'm the, come to the middle, please. I'm the new drummer of the church. Amen. Okay. Hey. Are you gonna ask me something?
What's your name? Oh. And where are you coming from?
My name is Brother Spencer. I'm the praise and worship leader by the grace of God.
Amen. Oh, I don't hear the greater love choir. Amen.
And the drama too.
that's his new job. All right. But tell us your testimony and what God has done in your life.
All right, so. We hear Bishop tell us all the time. Now, this is another financial blessing. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we hear Bishop telling us all the time about take out our phones and receive good news on your cell phones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like I'm blessed. I do. I feel like I'm blessed. And this one, I just let it pass me. I'll say, oh, I'll receive it. You know, hey,
You just said I receive it passively.
Yeah, I mean, I receive it, but not really, you know, receiving good news on my cell phone.
With passion.
So, just a few days ago, Bishop, he sent that same post on Facebook, and he said, you know, receive good news on yourself. I was like,
those of you who saw it, there was an iPhone, and then the same message that he says in the message.
Yeah.
That you receive good news, you receive a job, you receive something on your phone. Say amen.
Amen. So at this point, I'm thinking, hey, so he's putting it on Facebook for everybody to receive good news on their cell phone. So let me just try to catch it. All right. So a few weeks ago, my wife and I, we experienced our refrigerator going out. And unlike Reverend, I tried to lay hands on my refrigerator.
It didn't work.
I didn't have the anointing to overturn that one. So
because Reverend has done it twice, right? His refrigerator broke down. He prayed on it and then he came back. So he tried it.
All right,
and it didn't work.
So it's always a blessing to be able to have money to be able to fix your repairs, but it's a pain to have to do it.
Right,
it's there for you to do it, but when you know you got to do it, So by the grace of God, I bought a part for $139 for the refrigerator to get fixed.
That's everything recorded here, so that you understand the testimony. Yeah. So just follow.
So do the math. Yeah, I bought a part for $139. That's right, $139.89. I went and bought a mini refrigerator for the time being to kind of hold us over, and that was $163. And the repairman that came to fix it charged me $275. Yeah. Now these are the exact numbers. So, when you add it all up, it came out to be about $577 some odd. Okay.
So a little mini. Let me explain. He bought a little mini fridge because his fridge was not working. He prayed like crazy. It didn't work. He prayed two times. It didn't work. So he had to go and buy a little mini fridge to help them during the time. Then he had to buy a part for the original fridge that wasn't working. And then he had to pay the repairer to put the part on the original fridge. Are you with me now? So everything now has cost him about $570.
Yeah.
Almost $600.
So this year, I had the privilege of coaching track and field for middle high school, college. Mm-hmm. And with that opportunity, I told the administrators that I wanted to do this for free. I didn't want them to pay me at all. Because if they gave me a salary, then that means I had to be present every single day of the track meet. And I couldn't commit because of my job. But just by the grace of God, I was able to be there every day. But I still told them not to pay me a salary. So moving fast forwarding to the Facebook on Friday. Yeah, so on Bishop posted on Thursday, received good news on your cell phone. So on Friday, I got a text from one of my coaches, said, hey, come and pick up your check.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I responded. And I
was
responded,
it Friday or Saturday?
No, it was Friday. Friday. It Friday was Friday that he actually texted me. It was Friday that he actually texted me.
Right, so he's showing me the text is right here. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Okay, so it was Friday that he actually texted me. And I said, okay. I said, check. He was like, yeah, your check. And I said, oh. I told him that I didn't want to receive any pay. He's like, well, I got it, so you should come and pick it up. And I said, okay. And I'll come and pick it up. And I managed to, you know, I left yesterday during rehearsal. And I went
so
to
that,
meet him.
So that's where the miracle is. So yesterday he left to go and pick up that surprise check. Bishop said, receive good news on your
receive
phone.
Good news.
And he received it on Friday.
So
and when he went,
you won't
what
believe
happened?
It. So the $577 that I spent for the repairs and all that, that was the exact amount of the check.
Wow. Why don't you put your hands together? Are you sitting down like that? What a testimony. Hallelujah. Wow.
Listen.
So what do you have to tell us? What do you have to tell us about the prophecies?
Everybody pick up your cell phone. Hold up your cell phone. When Reverend or LP or Bishop says receive good news on your cell phone, I want us to yell out,
your phone,
I receive it.
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for our brother Spencer? Amen.
Today we have, in honor of Mother's Day and for mothers and mothers, potential mothers, we decided we will let the mothers sit. The fathers will do everything, including cooking. Hallelujah. So we've cooked for you. We've cooked for you. Today, no woman has to cook at home. Because the food that we have for you, when you eat, you know, you will not need to eat anymore. We just want you to know that before you ever existed, we existed. Like Adam. And we knew how to eat before you came. We've just given you the privilege of cooking for us. Today we take over. Just for one day. No, 1 week is a bit too short. The Bible says for the Lord, a day is like 1,000. So we'll give you 1,000 days. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You want 1 week? No, we'll give you more. We'll give you 1,000 days. Because we are spiritual people. And the Bible says, in the sight of the Lord, a day is like 1,000. So we'll give you 1,000 days. Clap for the fathers. Clap for the fathers. So today, no cooking. All food provided by the men and the kids. Hallelujah. And from now, Rashad, please put your phone away. Okay, please. It's too early. You're not writing any notes, so what's the phone doing? Scribbling things. Please, come on. Let's be serious. Hallelujah. All right. Don't be hooked. Did you know that social media takes 8 hours of your child's time? By statistics. Yeah. Did you know that one of the documented reasons why children don't do as well academically is because of social media? It's a demon. You better kill it. Yeah. Better kill it. Yeah. Now, through social media, pornography and people are sleeping with children in the house. Yeah. People are becoming homosexuals. Yeah. It's true. People are learning how to steal, how to kill, how to shoot, how to make a bomb. When the Bible says in Ephesians 2 that is the prince of the power of the air, airwaves. Believe it. Something has come. So it's not just enough to have a cell phone or to have internet, but you have to control it. You have to put security measures around it. Yeah. And you have to be able to tell your child, no cell phone after 10 o'clock. Go and sleep. So you come rested to go to school. When you see your child yawning in the day, It's a spirit, but it came through the internet. They can't stay awake all through the night. He's the ruler of the darkness of this world. I'm saying something. You better take it. Okay? I've said several things that people didn't take. They've suffered for it. Amen. It will never affect you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. What were we saying before Rashad rudely interrupted the whole thing? Food. Well, we're going to give you spiritual food. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Today, I just want to start off with a series that, you know, I'm sure that you've heard it before, but, you know, before you become too cocky about the subject, I'm going to warn you. Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, that for me, to say the same thing to you is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Okay? Yeah. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, it's not a problem. It's not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Tell someone 7 great principles of salvation. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 7 great principles of salvation. Now, a principle is a fundamental or primary general law that holds true, you know, wherever you apply it. That's a principle. Like the law of gravity, it holds true. Whether you apply it here or it will just affect you. You get my point? You go and release yourself, you fall to the ground. Yeah. It's only when you are getting to heaven that gravitational pull becomes reversed. Then you're going to heaven. Okay? But generally speaking, that's true, you know. Now, so a principle is very important. Now, there are certain principles that when you break, it will break you. All right? Now, the surest way, for example, the Bible says that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest or to sleep, then will your poverty come. Your poverty, it will be labeled you. It will be customized to you. Your poverty will come. Like he that traveleth, when you've traveled to a far country and you become poor, you don't have help. You don't know anybody. You're an international. I went to Germany one time, my first time. And the people that were supposed to come and meet me did not appear. Ladies and gentlemen, and I did not have any money. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any phone. I couldn't speak German language. So my poverty was strong. Yeah, it arrived suddenly. That's what it means. I don't have the currency. I don't have anybody. I don't have food. And I was hungry. That's when I understood this scripture. Yeah. Yeah, and your poverty as an armed man, when you're armed and you're going to war, where are you going to eat? Military men, sometimes they eat mice. You see, because it says, where are you going to? You are in the Gulf fighting a war. You can't eat. You may have money, but you can't use it. All right, so that's what it means to be a lazy person. You become poor. Lazy people become poor. It's a general principle. Lazy people, even if you get an inheritance and you are lazy, it will go away. You will not be lazy in Jesus' name. Yeah. The Bible says a slothful man, he goes to hunt for game. He brings the animal home. But to lift his hand to cook it is another problem. He'll go hungry until the meat that he brought rots away. That's how laziness is. Well, today I'm not talking about laziness, but I'm using it as an understanding point for all of us. I'm talking about 7 great principles. Amen. Now, the first principle is a man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Clap for the Lord Jesus for this point. Man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 23, the Bible says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is talking about the three parts of a man. Can somebody help, please? Help, help. Help, 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 help. Look, we are mothers. Let's help for her to be comfortable. Thank you. You can't sit down when a baby is crying like that. Help. The nearest help. Amen. Now, the whole man is three in one. Yeah. A human being is three in one. You see, I wish I had brought a chocolate piece. When you have a chocolate, usually there's a wrapper, the paper around it. Then there's a foil. Then there's a chocolate. Now, do you buy the chocolate because of the paper? Do you buy because of the foil? Or do you buy because of the chocolate? Well, do you see the chocolate? No, you don't. What you see is paper. The paper is an advertisement for you to recognize that there's something inside that you need to pay attention to. Human being is like that. The foil is a protective thing for the real chocolate as well. Shiny, but that's not it. Now, human beings, the same way, the spirit is the main thing, is the thing that is desirable. You may not believe it, but when I look at a pretty woman like Auntie Wilhelmina, my goodness, she is 75 going on 23. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You cannot just label her by her outlook. She's more than that. She's more than that. If you, who likes chocolate, decides to buy the chocolate and all you eat is the paper, we will have to examine your coconut. Yeah. Therefore, it's the same thing. Any of the human beings that we have here, if all you pay attention to is the outside physical body, I don't want to say we should examine your coconut too, because it will be a problem. But it's similar. No. Seriously, if as we're sitting there, all you consider as you is a physical body, then we should not relate with you, because very soon you will die. Everybody will die. You get my point? Then we should not relate with you. You are like somebody who buys chocolate and throws the chocolate away and eats the paper. The spirit is the chocolate. The body is the paper around it. Tell somebody, don't eat paper. And the foil is the soul. The soul is your thinking, your intellect, your will, your emotions. People who are emotional and insecure are difficult to live with. People who are, even you see, if you just focus on the foil, it changes. Sometimes gold, sometimes silver, sometimes this. Look, emotions change. People, look, especially for the guys when they're going through their cycles, they keep changing. Did I say guys? I'm sorry, yeah. Today is Mother's Day, so I can't say women. You know? So when the guys go through their cycles, they change. Emotional changes, roller coaster. Today they are depressed. Tomorrow they are happy. The next thing you touch, they say, hey, something that last time you touched, they said, it's nice. Today you touch, they say, why are you touching? I'm talking about guys when they are going through their cycles. I told you, today is Mother's Day. I can't say women. So you have to do the translation. Okay? So when guys go through their cycles, they keep changing. So do you need to change your son, change your husband just because they are going through emotional changes through the cycles? No. How? But there's something that does not change. But the only change that can come is coming from the Heavenly Father. That's your spirit. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's your spirit. Therefore, Bible says that, yes, don't neglect your body. Don't neglect your mind. Go to school and in train your mind. But don't forget the unseen. The unseen. Like you would, anybody who forgets the chocolate, it's a problem. So if you forget about your spirit, the spirit man, it's a problem. So Bible says, I pray God that your whole being be preserved, your spirit, your soul, and your body be preserved blameless, waiting for the coming of the Lord. Mind you, the order is clear. Spirit first, before soul, before body. So for example, if you're somebody who is a student, like a student, you go and all you think about is academic work. You don't think of your spirit. You're not smart. You're not smart. You're not smart. Like, I went to medical school. I passed my exams. I excelled. I took care of my body. I did exercises to take care of my body. I did good studying to take care of my soul. To make it, you know, they pay you for what you know that. Yeah. See, the wealth system will make you ignore the spirit. Because they pay you for two things. They pay you for what you can do physically or what you can think through intellectually. Now, watch this. Watch this. So those who don't have education, you have to be paid for manual labor. You just go. You clean the gutters. You clean the... And then they pay you money. Just stand here and watch the babies or something. It's not a bad thing. I've done babysitting before. It's better than not working. But I'm telling you something. The physical, the body, they don't pay you much for it. Yeah. Yeah. You need to learn to be paid for what you know. How much schooling you've attained. Therefore, we encourage everybody here to go to school. To train your brain. Train your soul. Your soul is the intellect, the mind, your will. Train your thinking. Train even your emotions. It's not every place you get angry and you walk away. If you do not train yourself, your emotions will cause you to lose your job, to lose your house, to lose your schooling, to lose your friends, everything because it's untrained. So it's good to train. So you get paid higher if your mind is trained. Ladies and gentlemen, as we're going, body, soul, spirit, higher is when your spirit is trained. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Higher. So when your spirit is trained, and I'll tell you why when we get there. Because the spirit is a real you. Rashad, the spirit is a real you. Your mind may earn you money, but it takes a spirit to sustain the money. Because the fruits of the spirit, faithfulness, consistently working, is a fruit of the spirit. Love, relational ability, your boss to love you, it's not about your intellect. You may know a lot. In fact, one colleague of mine who knew far more than the others was fired because he could not exercise the fruit of the spirit called love and faithfulness. Joy, always moody. All fruits of the spirit. So you may not know it because the world does not tell you, I'm paying you for your spirit. They tell you, I'm paying you for what you know. But truly, you can get there based on your scholarship, based on your license. But to sustain, even in marriage, you can get in because of your hips. Yeah. You can have a boyfriend or a beloved, a husband, a wife, because of how you look. But believe me, when you enter there, if you don't have these fruits of the Spirit, you don't have joy, you don't have love, you don't have faithfulness, you don't have temperance, self-control. Believe me, long-suffering, you are suffering long. You don't have the ability to suffer long. You'll be out. Oosh, it's like electricity. It's, yeah. You will be out. Hallelujah. So you tell somebody, you need the Spirit, you. Tell someone, I need the Spirit, me. Yeah. Do you know something? I will tell you about the qualities, the levels of the thing, how you should place value on things. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to ask you to now place value on your spirit. Man is a spirit. You are spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. The body is only a house. When you go to the address, I give you address and you come. And you see the address. 930 Front 9 Drive. Apartment 2. When you go, oh, I found the person. Is that what you do? You see the house, that's it. And you walk away. No, much as you are giving the address, you are not looking for the house. You are looking for the people in the house. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You don't just go and then hang around, shake the house and tell the house, you know, I've got your thing. Therefore, you know, yesterday when I went, they said this. You speak to the house. And no, you speak to the person inside. I'm talking about your spirit inside. The real you. Genesis 2. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. Can you bring me some dust in a cup or something? Spencer, quick. Get me some gravel, some dust. He formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life or the spirit. And man became a living soul. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let's read. And the Lord God planted a garden in the eastward and put the man whom he had formed. He put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who just considers your physical body, you are just like the plants. You came from the same place, from the dust. If all you focus is how to dress yourself, believe me, the part of you that was formed from the ground is the one you're concentrating on. The part that came from God is the spirit. That's what made you come alive. Everybody who doesn't have a spirit is just like the dust. Man without the spirit is dust, whether you were created by God or not. God formed man from the dust. It's the physical being that he formed. Therefore, when he wanted to create another being, he had to use the same form from the rib of Adam. Cause the man to sleep. Pause the spirit. Let me form another being. Create another. Dust to dust. That's why when you die, they say dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. This is you. When you are dead, this is you. Yeah. Yeah, this. And then we'll put you in the coffin. Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. That's you. Without the spirit. That's you. I'm just describing you. Your emphasis on the body is emphasis on dust. Yeah, people collect you. When you're dead, they collect you into a bottle. Your ashes. Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. They cremate you and put you in ashes. Nothing. Because you're useless without your spirit. Wow. Yeah. Useless without your spirit. Just like chocolate is useless without a nice wrapper. Nice foil. If you are just interested in food, sleep, sex, hair, dressing up. You're dressing dust. Yeah. That is if you have no attention to the spirit you. It's the truth. The day you understand that, you are a winner. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. You cannot neglect the spirit. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4 that God gives it great price. You know, says that, but let your adorning and everything be, maybe let's start from verse 3, please. 1 Peter 3 says that, talking about people, ladies, about like Sarah, who's adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair, wearing of gold, putting on of apparel or clothes. Don't get me wrong. I'm wearing clothes. Today I'm wearing red, bow tie. I'm looking good for Jesus. Don't come here naked next week and say, Pastor, I've decided not to dress this dust because I've had my quiet time. So I've dressed up my spirit. So look at me. The dust is gone. Here you are. Take my spirit, Pastor, and come and sing. I'm worshiping. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. And then you're jumping. And if you're a lady, everything else is jumping. No, that's wrong. Tell someone that's wrong. God forbid. We will have to examine your head if you do that. God did not say, says I preserve all of them, but I'm bringing you the emphasis point. You see, he said, all of them, preserve all these, preserve them, keep them. But he put the order there, spirit, soul, body. But the world turns it around, body, soul, spirit. So that's what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to tell you that, you know, Bible says, don't let it just be about the plating and everything, but rather, verse 4, 1 Peter 3, verse 4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible or cannot be destroyed. Even the ornament means like pearls, jewels, precious diamond ornaments, gold. Yeah. Which is the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, not body, which in the sight of God is of great price. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God agrees that your spirit is of great price. Not just your body. So the question is, man is a spirit. Beautiful body that you are in. What is happening to your spirit? You are eating every morning. The question is, have you fed your spirit? The most important part of you. The day that you die, what they say is that you have, he has given up the ghost. That's why they call it, he's no more. He's no more. What does it mean? He doesn't exist. But the body is there. When somebody dies, they say, it is finished. The body is rotten. It is, take the body to the cemetery. Take the body to the mortuary. It is stinking. Without your spirit, this body cannot exist. The day your spirit leaves you, your body starts stinking. It starts decomposing. So, what is more important? Which is a real thing that preserves you? Your spirit. Because without your spirit, when your spirit leaves you and goes to heaven or hell, God forbid, what is left starts decomposing. That must tell you what is most valuable, my brother, my sister. The day your spirit leaves you, you will be called dead. You will not even live in your house. They will carry you, put you in a box, not even in your bed, a box, the wooden box. Decorate it a little to look nice. You shut your door, but this time they will shut it on top of you. Give you just small space. And trick you, bring you around. People that are crying. They don't know. They are wickedly treating the body as dust. Finally, everybody accept that you are dust. Accept it before you get there. Don't let them accept it for you. Because everybody will accept that you are dust. Dust does not belong to your bed. Do you pour dust on your bed? That's why they don't keep you on your bed. Where do you put dust? Outside. Garbage. They don't even put you on the surface. They peep down because this is not only dust, but it's smelling dust. That's truth. It's the truth. I'm saying that whenever you are treating this body, remember there's the real you, which is your spirit. So one day I woke up in the morning and the Lord spoke to me. Yes, he spoke to me. Because when I woke up, I started thinking of food. Immediately, I started thinking of food. I was very hungry. I think I hadn't eaten or something. I started thinking of some issues. Then the Spirit of the Lord told me, no, 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 don't do it, don't do it. Keep what you've been doing. I said, Lord, what have I been doing? He said, normally when you wake up, you think about me. You think about worship. You think about prayer. You think about the Bible. Forget about all these things that are bothering you. That day I was troubled. The Spirit of the Lord told me, no, no. Care for your spirit. the body will take care of itself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So you know what? I got up and I knelt down and I prayed. I attended to my spirit and I read the Bible. The issues fizzled out. And then suddenly I remembered again. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Many of us, if we will keep God first, knowing that God is a spirit and your spirit needs everything that is about God, the rest will be easy. The rest will be easy.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says, seek first, not second, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. I can assure you. Is it beauty on how to look good? I know how to look good better than you. Yeah. Dressing. Look. Is it education? I'm educated by the grace of God. Would have been painful if I was not. I went to school for 36 years before I started working. 36 years of my life. I wish it was 35, because that's my favorite number. Yeah. So, school is a good thing. I did it. But through it all, I never neglected the spirit man, the inner man, the true man, the real me, the hidden man. It's hidden. Tell somebody it's hidden, but it's real. Just like chocolate, but it's real. Anytime you sleep and your body diminishes, your spirit comes up. That's what sometimes comes as dream. The Lord reminds everybody every day about your spirit man when you dream. Because you're lying down, the body is lying down, but you are still active. And you can think and see that what you are doing is what you would have done if you were around. It is you. It's your spirit that is still active. Your spirit never sleeps. Bible says God never sleeps nor slumber. Well, your spirit never sleeps too. Because God is spirit and your spirit is spirit. Your spirit never sleeps. Will never sleep. That's why even if you play spiritual songs at night, it affects you. It's entering your spirit. Never sleeps. Anything about God. God made us in his image. It is a spiritual statement. Your spirit will never sleep. Will never die. It will be alive. You sleep, your spirit will be alive. You die, your spirit will be alive. All dead people are alive. All dead people are alive. They're somewhere. Yeah, Billy Graham said, one day you will hear that I am dead. When you hear it, don't believe it. I am more alive than ever. And it just happened exactly that. He recently died. He says, don't believe. He's not dead. Their physical body is gone. Yeah. Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 26, as the body is dead without spirit, so is faith dead without works. The body is dead is because it's without the spirit. When your spirit goes away, the body is left. Listen, even there is nothing like soul in reality, but it is important to define it. The soul is what resolves the interaction of the body with the spirit. Bible says God formed man from the dust of the ground, that's the body, and put into him his nostrils the breath of life, that's a spirit. And what happened? Man became a living soul. God never created a soul, he created body and spirit, and the interaction is what brings soul. So if you think you are intellectually smart, no, you wouldn't exist. Bible says the grave where we go, there's no knowledge, there's no wisdom. Everything that has to do with the soul doesn't exist anymore. The grave where we go, The certificates don't exist anymore. Your mind thinking, no. The degree is nothing. Because the body, where we're going, the grave, it doesn't exist. So really, soul doesn't exist. It's a combination. you will not have emotions showing up in your body, your will. I'll do this. I'll beat you. Who do you think I am? Do you know who I am? It's all a result of the existence of your spirit interacting with your body. And therefore, that's how you respond. Your emotions and everything. Look, you must decide what you will emphasize. If you emphasize the spirit, you become a spiritual person. You emphasize the flesh, you become a fleshly, carnal, dusty, ashen person. Yeah. When you walk out of your room without praying, without reading your Bible, but you have a lot of time to do your hair, you're fleshly. Messy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell someone, I'm a spirit being. I'm a spirit being. I'm a spiritual person. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you are not formed. You are given. God gave you. God gave you the life. Yeah. Man and woman may come together, but God gives the spirit. They can't create spirit. God can change your spirit. And we'll get there. Hallelujah. So body minus spirit is equal death. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, believe on your spirit. Work on your spirit. Train your spirit through prayer, through the word of God, through fellowship, coming to church, through fasting, through acknowledging that one day this physical body that I'm dressing up, I'm eating. When you eat, ask yourself, has my spirit eaten? Yeah. When you eat in the morning, turkey what? What did you say?
Turkey legs.
Grandmama gives me turkey legs. You should ask yourself, what has the spirit eaten today? That's why NBNB is important. No Bible, no breakfast. Tell somebody, NB. No Bible, no breakfast. Look, when God is with you, who can be against you? If God be for you, if your spirit is charged up with the Lord, you are a strong man. Satan cannot stand you. The world cannot stand you. You are a spiritual being. Yeah. It doesn't matter that you're a professor. It doesn't matter that you're a doctor. It doesn't matter that you're top of your class. It doesn't matter that you're best worker. Amen. So that's number one. So what's principle number one? Man is a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Amen. Number two, the spirit of the unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. The spirit, everybody now, we know that everybody has, in fact, is a spirit. But the second thing, the spirit of the unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. Now, this is not physical death, but spiritual death, separated from God. How do I know? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. The Bible says, the heart, which is also called the spirit, is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Listen, not even you know your spirit. When you are not saved, nobody can tell what you will do. I'm telling you, unbelievers, they can look at a baby in at close range and shoot the head. We watched a documentary when we went for the camp, the Liberian War. Listen, the man who was called Butt Naked. Today he's born again, General Butt Naked. Naked Butt. That's how he was called. I'm telling you, before he was an unbeliever, total. He could rip off a child's heart and chew it. I mean, eat it with the blood. Yeah. You won't believe it. You see how the heart of anybody who is not born again, who has not been influenced by God, is desperately wicked. It doesn't matter that that person is your husband or your daughter. You can never know what they will do. Yeah. And if you are an unbeliever, you don't know what you are capable of doing. I'm telling you. I'm afraid of living with an unbeliever. I'm afraid. Look, if your boss is an unbeliever, you will be amazed at what they can do. Pray about it. They will sign one contract and do another. If the essential chocolate is not properly processed, it can be very poisonous. Human beings that are not born again can be so dangerous. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, this whole month, the season of, what do we call it, a Founders Day season, or soul winning activity, is such an important thing. It is a season to transform people's hearts, to become proper hearts, to become proper hearts, to become proper spirit, because the spirit of the unsaved man is dead. Dead means has nothing to do with God, doesn't care, separated from God, and is desperately wicked. Listen, when Adam and Eve were separated from God and they gave birth to two children, 50% of them, that is Cain, became a murderer. Separation brought murder. That's why I'm afraid even to backslide. I'm afraid to stop relating with God. My spirit must stay with God through prayer, through church attendance, through the word of God. Because it will make me desperately wicked. And I can never tell what I can do. You see, as I've grown in my spiritual life, even in my marriage, I've seen that I've been kinder to this young lady sitting here. Nice. I'm telling you, I've been nicer. I become every day that I bring on more of God, more of the word, more of spiritual things, I become a nicer guy. I mean, she's here, you know. I mean, you know, I don't want to brag, you know. God, forgive me if I'm... But I can see that she's happier. You know, no, so the spirit, your spirit, if you're not born again, I pity you. I'm worried for you. I'm worried. Today, I drove through. As I saw people driving, I told myself, this is dangerous. Dangerous. The best thing that ever happened to America is the church of God, is the spirit of God, is the anointing of God. The best thing that ever came to your home is God's entry through the church. Never stop your child from going to church. Never stop your spouse from going to church. You also never stop. Never stop reading your Bible. Never stop taking God. Never stop embracing God. Developing your spirit. Because the closer, the further you go from God, the more wicked. Look, somebody can steal your child. You won't believe it. Wicked Hitler, he killed people in a gas chamber, created mountains out of them. Yeah. Wicked. Wicked. If God is not inside of a man to influence his spirit, danger. Never marry an unbeliever. Never. If you are not married, never do it. And if you are married, push your spouse towards God. It's in your interest. If you have kids, push them towards God. Pay us even. Pastor, have a gift. Teach more. Teach my children some more. Yesterday, we went to a mother, 3 kids. Said, take them. Take them to church. Take them to church. Please, take them to church. She has seen something before. There is no good father here, good mother here. Oh, Mother's Day mother. You can't do it without the Spirit of God. You can't do it without the Spirit of God. You can't train an unchanged spirit. You can't train an unbelieving spirit. I'm telling you. They may respond. Even dogs, you train them Somebody trained a tiger to become a wife. In New York, yes. Yes, a wife. Bird meat, everything. One day the tiger ate the husband. Because a tiger will always be a tiger. An unbeliever will always be. The inside will never change. You may close them. You may put women's things on them. You may change. You will. The inside will be the same. Yeah. Tell somebody. The spirit of the unsaved man is dead, separated from God, and desperately wicked. And we saw it when Cain killed Abel. Clear. An unbelieving spouse can kill you. Yeah, we saw somebody who started trying to cut the body parts of the husband while the husband was asleep. Say, God forbid. Yeah. Then finally, this last thing for today, the spirit of the saved man is righteous and truly holy. The spirit of the saved man is righteous and truly holy. You know, the reason why the unsaved person is desperately wicked, and you can know it, is because they belong to the fallen angels, the devil and his cohort. The Bible calls the devil the father of all liars in John 8 and verse 44. You see, when the devil was sent here, and the devil actually managed to get Eve and Adam to eat of the fruit, he separated them. He essentially changed them spiritually. He knew how to do it. He transformed them. So God could not relate with them. And they had to go out of the garden where God had kept them. All God has been trying to do over the years through Christ is bringing people back to the garden. Tell somebody, back to the garden. The church is the garden for you. The church is the restorative garden for you. The church is a place where God wants to transform you. So, you know, that is why we have the new birth, being born again. Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Except a man be born again, you can't even see. John chapter 3, from verse 3. I'm telling you, Jesus is in the business of transforming spirits. He came to restore our spirit. He came to bring the original chocolate nature back. The beauty of the born-again spirit. So John chapter 3, verse 5. Bible says that, marvel not. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, and he said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You must. It's a must. You must be born again. Your spirit must be changed. The spirit of the born again is righteous and truly holy. Because Jesus says when you're born again, you give your life to Jesus Christ. He does not change your physical being. Brenada, since you were born again, your skin color remains ebony. What? Brown. Mm-hmm. I am mocha brown. I'm ebony. Okay. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And it won't change. Your hair won't change. Whether it is woven or it is natural or it's Brazilian. You may change it to Peruvian, but when I touch and it doesn't reach, I know something is underlying it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You can change the body by adding more hair, Peruvian hair, Brazilian hair. You can even change the color of your eyes with new lenses. You can change the color of your soul through better education. But your spirit, only God can change it. Only God. 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 That's why we say the new birth. You've been born again. You need, Jesus says, don't be surprised. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Do you know what that does? That changes your spirit. So God said in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse number 26 and 27, he said, I, a new heart, will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Tell someone, I need a new spirit. I need the born again spirit. I need the spirit of God. I need new chocolate, real chocolate, true chocolate, sweet, properly prepared by God himself. God gave. The original thing was given by God. Breathe into man. And God is the one who will restore after Satan destroyed it. And he told the Israelites, don't worry, I'll do it. I will do it. I'll give you a new heart. A new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh. There again, the flesh. He didn't mean that he's going to eat their heart. It's a spirit he's talking about. And I will give you a heart of flesh that will be sensitive to God. Now, it doesn't mean that when you're an unbeliever, you don't have a spirit. You have a different spirit. You have the dead and desperately wicked spirit. Stony spirit. Insensitive spirit. You can kill. You can sleep with somebody's husband and you can all kinds of things. You don't care. You can sleep with a baby. Yeah. Pedophiles, it's a spirit. Can sleep with dogs and mice. They can do anything. They can take your car away and they're heartless. They don't care. Yeah. But the new spirit, you can't do it. It's soft. A gentle spirit. A gentle spirit like God. Forgiving. Full of love. Gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. These are attributes of God. He will give you his spirit. And verse 27 is what I like. He said, I will give you, put my spirit within you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Say, no, not the devil's spirit. Not somebody's spirit. My spirit. God wants to give you his spirit. Not the spirit of the world. Not the spirit of anything, not the spirit of a dog, his spirit, God's spirit. That's why we say born again. God will give you his spirit. You'll become like God. Real born again Christians, you are like living with God. And will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Ladies and gentlemen, I can see at least one of my children. I know when he got born again. I know. Because I saw the change from rebelliousness to sensitivity to the word of God. From I don't care, hardened heart, desperately wicked. He could look us into the face and say, I don't care, mommy. I feel what I feel is what I will do. Yeah, he could tell us. I don't see anything wrong with what I'm doing. Look, that guy caused us to pray more than... Look, we will get together, pray together, cry together. My goodness. That's when we realized, I think God was teaching us something, that God can change people. Look, one day we were there and then the guy came and told us, Mommy, when you used to talk to me, I just wanted you to finish talking so that I'll walk away. I couldn't stand you. He told me, Daddy, Mommy, I just, because I needed food and I needed to be in this house, I knew if I walk away, problem. That's why I stood there. But now his body was trained. He's trained his body to stand there. Spirit was not changed. And then he said, Mommy, talk to me. Daddy, talk to me. Teach me the word of God. Teach me. Today, when that person is worshiping, I think a train is moving in the house. Yeah. Look, one of his brothers told me, I mean, daddy, what's, man, it makes us all feel bad.
He's worshiping too loud.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, it's a blessing to have a born-again child. Yes. It's a blessing to have a born-again mother. It's a blessing to have a born-again sister. It's a blessing to have a born-again friend. It's a blessing. All of us need to go on the campaign to get people born again. Look, otherwise we're living with desperate people. The thief that will come and break through can be changed if we rise up and go on a soul winning campaign. He can be saved. He can be saved. He can be saved. Well, recently I was there. My wife got angry with me for something and she was going out and I was just on the treadmill. She told me, I'm leaving. She said, you're leaving, going where? She said, I just don't know where. I just want to leave this house. As I was trotting and going, so why? Okay, I'm going to do groceries. What are you going to buy? I don't know. I just want to go. And I was just there going. And I said, don't go. I'll go. I said, don't go. I said, I'll go. Miss, don't go. I will go. And then I thought about a scripture. And I quoted. I said, if you go, it's dangerous. You know it. I'm a pastor. I'm your husband. I'm telling you not to go. You go at your peril. You know the scriptures. You know the scriptures. Carry on. That's going. Then she stood there, and in a very desperate voice, she told me, she said, you are using my knowledge of the scriptures against me. And I confidently said, yes, I'm using the knowledge of your scriptures. You know the scriptures, so you go. When you go, you're on your own. You know my scriptures? I know the scriptures. You know I know the scriptures. You know I love God. You know I can't go against God. So look at what you're doing. I just kept quiet. She never left the house. Clap for the Lord Jesus. May your quarrels be like that. May when you quarrel, may the word of God come and solve the problem. When your child is misbehaving because he's born again, you just need to quote one verse. It will solve the problem. Push your children to be born again. Push your spouses to be born again. Push your friends to be born again. Let's go out there and win souls and transform people. Let's create a little heaven on this earth with a lot of born again. The spirit of the saved born again is righteous, righteous, and truly holy. Because it's the spirit of God. I will put my spirit. That is righteous spirit. And it's truly, that's God inside of man. I can say, down in my heart, there is God. There's a song like that. Amen. Down in my heart, something. No, the spirit of God is, I'm inside. Something on the inside. The day we get born again. The day, all of us are going to be people who are soul winners. Yesterday we went on a campaign. We're not done yet. We're not done here. There will be programs. Next week is Operation Set by Your Soul. Bring a soul that will be born again. Speak to somebody about Christ and it will bring a spirit. Righteous and truly holy. All the children that you see that are sitting around as if they are not in this world. They are well behaved, well trained, and properly honoring of their parents. It's not that we're that great, but the Spirit of God inside, the God is inside of them, operating. That's why they were the way they were. And nothing can touch that, so long as we believe God for that. Put your hands together, let's rise to our feet. What a blessing. What a blessing. Touch your heart. Pray the Lord. Give me, put your new spirit in me. Put inside of me your spirit. I need your spirit. Oh, put your hand on your heart. Everybody, tell the Lord, give me your spirit. Lord, give me your spirit. I want to be born again. I want to be your child. I want to behave like you. I want to behave like you, Jesus. I want to behave like you, oh God. I need your Holy Spirit. I need to be born again for real. In the name of Jesus Christ. Something is making you beautiful. Something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh,
what a day in my life.
Oh, yes, Lord. Something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, yes, Lord. Something on the inside is working on the outside.
Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life.
And if you know that, it's a good life.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.